Feels a little like a waste of a day. I'd like to think it was the right thing to say, but it feels a little like I'm not quite ready for all this change. You give us a break. Keep on giving and giving and giving. I'll
good evening. This is Quay Edwards. This show is London Calling, and you're listening to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. me and Kashvi are in the studio right now, and all the lights are off, which is hella creepy. It's giving Halloween, even though it's literally April. So I had to do the radio ID from memory. Hopefully I got it right, because I cannot see the the helpful note which tells me what to say. As I said, I'm here with who else but the lovely Kashvi. She'll do my PSA. Unfortunately, for those of you who are Ishan fans, he's not here tonight. But we'll get straight back into the music. Next, that was The Backseat Lovers with Heavy, and the next song is Bridgeburn by Little Comets. So enjoy.
so high, I stand to pride.
That was Miles Kane with Don't Forget Who You Are. The next song is a song, this one is actually a suggestion from my dad. And this is what he wrote to me when he requested this song. He said, 13 by Big Star, a legendary Memphis band. A song about the innocence of youth, dedicated to all the kids who have been robbed of it by gun violence in America. It's a sweet song. And I could not agree more. I think I was sitting in a cafe this morning with my girlfriend, and she was saying, the news is always so depressing, because she was like, I cannot believe it's about another shooting. And I said, that's just the horrid reality of just the way things are right now. And it's just, I think, I would love to keep in mind all the children that have lost their lives, and even the children that necessarily haven't lost their lives, but just being a child in America right now, you know, it's a scary thing. As if a parent sends their child to school, they aren't necessarily looking for them to be constantly worried and in fear of like what might happen. And I think it's My dad's suggestion is a good way for us to reflect on the people that we love and the things that we want to change, and just the innocence of youth and the appreciation of youth and being grateful for everyone that we have. And so here it is. This is 13 by Big Star. This one goes to my father. I call him Poppy, so Poppy, this one goes out to you.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool?
be Friday. I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you.
That was Honey Pot by Bob Schneider, and that was actually a suggestion from my Uncle Ryan. He's so cute. He gives me suggestions like every week, and I love it. Anyway, I don't think he actually knew that, but Bob Schneider means a lot to me. He's like an artist that my dad showed me ages ago, like summer of 2016, I think. My cousin was living with us, and he showed us one of his songs. It's called 40 Dogs, Romeo and Juliet, and I was obsessed with that song. I was just obsessed with it. I listened to it on repeat. I actually haven't listened to it in a while, so maybe we'll play it next show, but I love Bob Schneider. And I believe he's from Nashville, which is where my family's from. So thank you very much for that suggestion. Next we have Kathleen by Catfish and the Bottlemen. So enjoy. That was Kathleen by Catfish and the Bottlemen. I've realized that it's been pointed out to me that the vibe for this this week is slightly different. And I was like, what do you mean? I feel like this is the music that I always listen to. And then I realized I have so many different sides to my music that maybe I should just go through my different phases of music, like each year from the past 10 years for my next few shows. But the next song is actually a Kashvi recommendation. But before we get to that, Kashvi would like to do her PSA. And then we'll just have a little chat with her. Anyway, Kashvi, take it away.
This next PSA is dedicated to one of my favorite hobbies, walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercises you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a really healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much, Kashfi, for that. I am sure you guys are all enjoying her lovely British accent. I am so happy. We have a long summer. I'm actually not used to the summer because usually I grew up in the UK and we only get about a month and a half. We don't get out of school until like July. So getting out in mid-May is very strange to me. But lucky for me, Kashfi is going to London as well. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about the summer?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm going to spend a couple days in California, a couple weeks actually, and then I'm going to London. Hopefully I can visit Quay and her family and Quay's dog Mika, who I'm really excited to meet.
Yeah, I'm so excited she can come live with us. She's prefers my younger brother to me anyway, so you know, they can hang out. But no, I'm happy I'll get to see Kashfi. No, she's exactly. My little emotional support animal. And she can meet my other emotional support animal, my dog. But yeah, no. How's your week going?
It's going amazing. I think it's a bit strange because it's not exactly summer yet, but the weather kind of reminds me of, you know, orientation week and when we first got to Tufts. And I do miss the snow, but I also like that everybody's out on President's Lawn during the day, just soaking up the sun.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I didn't even know we had that many students at Tufts.
I know, all coming out of hibernation now. So.
True, well, that us included. So the next song is a Kashfi recommendation. It's Come As You Are by none other than Nirvana. Enjoy.
Oh my god, I just realized.
Yours is yours. sweet. Swan dive to the concrete floor. The pavement never felt so warm. One look and you already know she's gonna cut you, gonna cut you, gonna cut you, cut you real deep. Baby, I'm freaking out. Lay it on me, anything you want. You can crash my car tonight. Go out wasting all my time and money. I love the way you're breaking my heart. And I can't stand to see you leaving lonely. I'll drive you home at the end of the night. I'll drive you home at the end of the night. In the front seat of her car. She's bad blood royalty, but that's fine. Yeah, that's alright with me.
That was Coin with Crash My Car. That's a major throwback to like my 2020 music taste. I was super into Coin back then. Still love them, but I actually haven't listened to that song in a while. And the next song is very much change of pace. The next song is the regularly scheduled suggestion from my mom. And this song is Looking Out My Back Door by Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is a song I grew up with. She used to drive me to school when I was super little and we'd listen to this song. So this one goes out to my mom. I miss you, I love you, and I can't wait to see you. That was Looking Out My Back Door by Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's a difficult title to say. The next song is very much back to the ongoing vibe of the show. But thank you, Mom, for that suggestion. I love when my mom, without fail, she gives me suggestions every single week, and she listens to it every single week and cries every single week. But I love her to death, and I can't wait to see her. I see her in a little over a month. I'm headed to Nashville to see for my Grammy's birthday and her 40th birthday. Not actually her 40th birthday, but she looks 40. So I'll get to see my family then, and then I head back to London with them. So I'm looking forward to that. The next song is, once again, very much like my 2020, 2021, and honestly 2022 and 2023 music taste. This is The Killers with When You Were Young.
Waiting on some beautiful boy to Give me a second light. I haven't smiled since yesterday. If I need to, I can pay. But let me hold this till I feel okay. Since you burned me at the stake, all of my feelings went away. There's no feelings in my way. At least there's no feelings in my way. Everything that I could see, I'll pretend that it's just me. But maybe really it's just me. I forgot what it was like to think I found you finally. What if you were the one for me? I hope you weren't the one for me. And I know this, I can't read it right. Between the fights, I still need you. And I know this, I fell for your eyes. I just realized I still need you. I still need you. Give me till 23. I need another year for this. Trying to teach my common sense to not waver with my confidence. Traded my soul to free my mind. Carmex to help me pass the time. Can I go back to being blind? Asked myself why one too many times. And I know this, I can't read it right. Between the fights, I still need you. And I know this, I fell for your eyes. I just realized I still need you. I still need you. Say thank you, but I don't know if you heard me. I know it wasn't your plan to just be the one that hurt me. My thoughts versus my feelings. My thoughts on you hit the ceiling. But my feelings aren't a real thing if I feel things I don't really deserve. And I know this, I can't read it right. Between the fights, I still need you. And I know this, I fell for your eyes. I just I
That was Bad Sons with Cardiac Arrest. That was a band I was super into like a couple years ago, probably like 2020. And the next song is by Nothing But Thieves with Particle. Enjoy.
Trying to tell you all the right words, waiting on the right words. just another lovesick afternoon. Black butterflies and deja vu. Hoping for the right words, waiting for the right words. Trying to tell you all the right words, waiting on the right words. Just another lovesick afternoon. Black butterflies and deja vu. Hoping for the right words, waiting for the right words.
That was The Main with Black Butterflies and Deja Vu. I'm mixing up all my words tonight. That song takes me way back. And I say that as if I'm not 19. we are wrapping up for the evening, so good evening. I hope you guys have a good night and a good rest of your week. The next song we'll be closing out with is Greek Tragedy by The Wombats. This has been London Calling, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you next week.
My character.